Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Welcome, everyone, to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim Tarantine, glad to be here in the studio with Carla Winchester. Carla, say hello to the listening audience.
Good morning, listening audience.
So we've got an exciting conversation with one of the elite in economic development today. Tell the audience who we're talking to, Carla.
Well, I am very excited about today's interview. We have Laura Brandt with us today. And Laura is from the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation, where she serves as the Director of Economic Development. And Laura brings over 30 years of experience in economic development, community organization, and marketing to Metro Denver. And they are doing really, really innovative and great work in economic development out in the Metro Denver area. And I'm just really excited to hear her leadership insights. She has so much experience and so much wisdom, and she is just a great person. So I'm just excited about today's talk.
That is true. Well, we're not going to wait any longer. Laura, welcome to the podcast. So glad to have you.
Well, good to be here, but you've really set me up here with all kinds of things that may or may not be true.
Well, our experience with you has been great to this point, and we appreciate all the work that you do. We're glad that you agreed to be with us on the call. Your work obviously precedes you. I want to kick off, after 30 years of experience in this economic development world, the next generation and your colleagues probably are asking the same question. What typifies your leadership? What do you think has been the key to success for you in this business?
Oh, I think it has to do with the fact that I've really always worked to lead from within. Tom Reef Clark, my boss, refers to it as being a servant leader.
Yeah.
I think it's a system that works really, really well. You do it with respect and care. You earn people's trust, and you're not standing up there pounding on the table and saying, I'm the leader, so you should listen to me.
Sure.
You know, basically, it's a demonstration project, and it really does work well. I decided when I got out of college in the late 60s and was looking around, and so many of my friends were going off and demonstrating and saying, we're going to change the world. And I thought, this is stupid. I mean, that's not going to change the world. It's just going to annoy people. So I have worked within the system since 1968,
yeah.
Actually before then, but and I think I've had a little bit of success on occasion.
Yeah, you're talking about this thing that the sociologists are now calling emotional intelligence. And I think it's all about how you treat people and how you recognize your own emotions and how you react to things. And it sounds like you figured that out. Do you think we ought to be adding some emotional intelligence or servant leadership development to economic development professional training? How important do you think that key is?
I think it's very important. I don't think we do enough of it. There are too many people out there saying, well, I know it all.
Yeah.
Well, the most important thing we can be doing is listening to whoever we're conversing with or attempting to converse with has to say and being respectful even when we disagree with them.
So with your work as Economic Development Director, can you walk us through kind of a typical day in the life? And let me go ahead and say that I recognize and realize that every day is diverse for you and every day is different. But just so that people who are maybe aspiring to do work that you're doing or types of work that you're doing, what does that day feel like, look like to you?
Well, it's never boring.
Yeah.
My job is a little different than most of the economic developers because Metro Denver EDC is a regional agency that serves 9 counties. And
right.
Within those 9 counties, we have more than 60 cities and towns. So think of me as a circus ringmaster. And many days, that's a pretty accurate description.
Sure.
The rings are filled by our local partners and our partners at the state and our partners in the industry associations and the universities and the research institutions that are here. And then the audience would be the companies or their site selectors. And they're the ones who determine how many of those rings are full of and which partners they're full of.
Hmm. Sure.
So we're dealing with data. We are dealing with site selection, we are dealing with tours. It's whatever the company or site selector wants.
No question about it. And that continues to be a theme on this podcast, not only knowing, particularly in regional work, how to engage all those partners, but certainly how to be responsive to requests from companies and site selectors is critical for a regional lead. Let me ask you something else about the Metro Denver Development Corporation. Where do new ideas and innovations come from in that organization? Leadership level, or is it all the way throughout?
No, they come from everywhere. Working in the regional basis, we are always working as a team, and that team is constantly changing. We can be getting ideas. Sometimes it'll be sitting around and talking, and we'll hear somebody behind us say something, and we all turn around and look and go, oh, yeah. You just have to be willing and open and expect we don't know all the answers, but we have to know where to get them.
Yeah. When you look back over your career over the last 30 years and you're looking at the lessons you've learned, both from a leadership perspective and from an economic development perspective, what do you think a piece of advice that you would give to those who are aspiring to lead in their economic development organizations or leaders in general? What message would you give to emerging leaders looking to grow?
I think there are two really important things, Tim. The first one is to answer the phone when it rings. And that doesn't mean have your cell phone with you every minute of the time and always answer it. But during business hours, if the phone rings, answer it. Don't let it go to voicemail. And if you can't be there, have somebody else who's live who can answer it. Because the message you give out at that beginning is that I care about who's coming in on the other end and what they need. And you may not be able to answer what they need right then, but you can say, can we have a long conversation tomorrow? Or, gee, I don't know, but let me find out to get right back to you, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Being responsive.
That's a key thing. It seems so simple, but even when we talk to the site selection community, they have said in open spaces, some of the consultants, that it's a coin flip whether or not they're going to get a call back or a response from an economic developer.
My dad was a community banker in a very small town in Wisconsin. And I learned from him that you take that call whenever possible and you do what you can to answer their question. And like I said before, sometimes the answer is, I don't know, but I'm going to get back to you as soon as I can.
You've dropped a dime of wisdom on us there, Laura, and there's more wisdom to be gained later in the summer. Carla, why don't you take a moment and tell the folks more?
Economics is hitting the scene in Atlanta, Georgia on November 1st and 2nd. And the most important thing that our listening audience needs to know this morning is that there are not a lot of seats left. So if you have at this point not registered for the conference, you really are going to want to do that. I promise you that you will not want to miss this event. This is very different than any other economic development related event. It's a combination of great insight and wisdom from site consultants, but also some really powerful leadership speakers that are going to pour into us and really help to develop great economic development leaders for the future. It's going to be innovative. It's going to be fun. It's going to be different. It's going to be fast-paced, moving. I promise you won't be bored. You really need to register today. You can do that either by calling me directly, 269-207-4982, or you can also go to our website, and it's economics, economix.me.
We're looking for you in Atlanta in November. Come be transformed through this great new way to do professional development and economic development. Laura, back to you now. We spent our time before our short break talking about advice you would give from the last 30 years. Now I want to point our attention to the next 5 years. So when you think about your work and what you're most excited about moving forward, what is really lighting your fire about the next 5 years in economic development for you?
I think one of the things that I'm enjoying the most is the speed at which things are moving today. I look back early in my career, and it might take 4, 6, 10 years to get a deal done. Today, there are times when you can do one in 6 weeks. Pretty mind-boggling. It's also really exciting to see the changes in technology, not just the technology that we work with, but the technology with which our companies are bringing to the table and the way the different industries are working together. It's really fun to watch.
Sure, and the innovations that come from that working together is just amazing to watch take place. I agree with you and empathize with your answer there. As a leader in Metro Denver, you've been a leader in economic development for a few decades now. What do you think our greatest challenge is today as economic developers? And let's take workforce out of it, because that's the normal answer people go to is, well, we don't have the right people. But is there a challenge our industry is facing, or specifically you in the Denver area, that you're seeing as a real challenge that maybe we're not talking about?
Well, in the Denver area, and I'm sure in many other communities, the biggest challenge we're facing right now is the cost of housing. We have very excellent housing, but we don't necessarily have enough for the people who are just starting out in their careers. I talk to colleagues in very small rural communities, and I talk to colleagues in other major metropolitan areas. We all seem to be struggling with the appropriate housing for the entry level and, say, the first few years when people are starting families. It's just different than it used to be, and it's very hard.
Yeah, and those challenges, there's all kinds of arguments that come with that work, right? I mean, there's all kinds of community-based things that you have to work through to even address the issue of housing. So that brings new challenges.
It absolutely does for all of us. If I look particularly at some of the smaller rural communities, they would love to have some of the more technical jobs in their community, but there's no place for those workers to live.
Right. When we think about passion and inspiration, what is inspiring you to get up and do it every day now? I mean, after 30 years in an industry, it's amazing the fire and passion you still have. Why do you get up and come to work every day?
Because it's fun. I could have retired many years ago.
Yeah.
I'm turning 70. In fact, I will turn 70 during the conference in November. But it's still fun. It's interesting, and it's really drop-dead cool to drive down the street and look around and go, I worked on that.
Yeah.
And there are 600 jobs, not just because of what I did, but because the team I was working on gave them the information that they needed. Or I'll be driving down in the country and look around and see wind turbines and go, oh, yeah, that was a fun project.
I worked on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't care if anybody ever knows that I worked on those projects. I know and I see it, and it's the same sort of feeling I get when I see my grandsons and some of the Lego structures they're building and watch some of the science experiments they're creating in the kitchen, some of which I'd rather not watch. But you know,
you're right. I know you're right.
I call it the proud grandma syndrome. You look at it and you go, gee, that's good. I had my fingers in that, and that's going to keep me coming back for, I hope, a long time.
Well, Laura, that probably was one of the most meaningful answers I've heard to that question in all the time I've done podcasting and interviewing people. It is truly a pleasure and an honor to have you on the podcast today to celebrate you and your work and your insights on both leadership and economic development. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having had me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. And listening audience, continue to watch Laura and her work over at Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation. Every time you see her and her work, celebrate with us and this great leader in our industry. And Carla has already agreed, Laura, to sing to you at Economics for happy birthday. So it'll be great to see you there and to celebrate.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for being on the call today. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, an organization working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.org or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.